Begin.
Please note that the following program includes adult themes and language. You're listening to the weekly show on Discourse.
Yeah, I'm back.
Welcome back to Discourse.
I'm Morgan Nickel, big mouth dickhead from the internet.
Just we Ben Gracewood, just we Lick Cock.
I'm Dylan Reeve, I've got no tagline.
Oh, bro, sorry about that.
So what's been happening? Are we doing anything exciting this week? Is there anything fun going on?
It's all sorts of fun. Fun from left, right, and centre.
Oh, we're broadcasting live.
Oh, yes, we are broadcasting live. So if you're a podcast listener, then that you don't care. And I'm trying to not look at the window, because whenever we go live on Ustream, I'm always terribly distracted by it. How many people are listening? Three? Four?
We don't know.
We don't see that.
And none of us going to look? Oh, okay. Oh,
you're the only one who sees how many listeners we have.
Seven.
Oh, sweet. And me and Ben are two.
Rockin'.
All right, I'm not going to look at that window again, if possible. So we have a bit of feedback on last week's change to the format of the show. The normal show is now 1 hour long, and if we want to overflow, we can overflow into a separate extra large edition of Discourse. Feedback was pretty good, actually, on the whole. Shall we read some toots?
There's good feedback from that. Let's have a look.
A very dear friend of the show, Suyin Koo, at KSuyin on Twitter. I much prefer the extra large format. So geek. That's pretty nice. Sam, another... Basically, everyone here is a friend of the show. if they're talking back, they're probably a friend of the show. So just assume I said friend of the show. Dear friend of the show, Sam, who has our first ever giveaway phone, she had to say, new format is a win. Definitely have guests on again. They add variety and smarts and or crazy. Also, a live show would be fun. Hey, guess what?
Well, I'll tell you what, Sam. We've got a live show there.
We probably should have given people more notice than, you know, the 15 seconds that we gave people to tune in between Ben tooting it and pushing
the button. Listeners, you must know that if you give us feedback, then we will respond. So in two parts to Sam's tweet. Yep. Live show, done. Guest, done. Next week.
Absolutely. Next week. Who's up next week? Do we want to talk about that now? No, let's leave that for the end of the show.
Okay.
Yep. Did anyone else have anything to say? Yes. Raj, another friend of the show. Loving the new format. You guys have mastered the art of a good podcast. And cheers for the mention.
And that's another one. So another cheers.
NZ Ben was right.
I don't know what that's about.
It's just in general, right?
It was probably a mistake.
Yeah,
it's just a general blanket statement.
Oh, is he saying that you were right that that it was a lawnmower repairman? That is the explanation for
no, that's me. I'll
surgeons.
Say it was a lawnmower repairman.
Oh, okay. Sam Sargent at SVS on Twitter. I like having more Discourse to listen to. Don't care for the double show format so much. Well, I mean, I guess the thing is, it's still a big show. It's just there's a bit more music in the middle, and you know, a second. We didn't even really do a second intro. We just sort
you
of kept
to
going.
One after the other, yeah, and it would feel like a big long show, surely.
Now, I don't know if I can't remember if you mentioned it on air, Ben, or not, but my particular podcatcher didn't see, it was only set to get the latest episode from each feed, so I didn't get the XL automatically, but that's all right.
That's user error, surely. I do latest 3 on all my podcasts just in case that sort of thing happens.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll have a look. I'm using Google Listen on Android, so I don't know.
There's your problem. Yeah. There's your problem.
It came out of Google Labs.
What's going to happen to it? Does it disappear when Google Labs shuts down?
I hope not. No, it's actually going to be migrated. No, I've already seen it mentioned that it'll continue to exist as a product. There's actually a question for you, Ben, in the chat already.
Is there?
Yeah.
What is the question?
The question from Leighton says, can the resident MS MVP please explain why the fuck winmail.dat exists?
I saw people comment about winmail.dat. I haven't had a winmail.dat in years, probably because I use Outlook.
Neither have I, but I used to occasionally get them and someone would say, oh, I can't open this file. I'd go and look and it would be like winmail.dat. I'd just get the person to send it again. It fucked up.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I think it, like someone using IE6 and complaining about your website layout, if someone sends you a winmail.dat, I think it's you're legitimately able to respond to them and say, go away, sort yourself out.
Well, it doesn't always happen, though. It's just one of those things that sometimes happens and sometimes doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know the details. I'm not an expert on Microsoft, surely.
What are you an expert on?
Expert? Nothing.
Are you an expert on Android? Android, I like it so much. I'm going to push the bell button again. I'm not feeling very musical.
Okay, what else
one
is
wine.
Good this week?
So many things.
Have you had a baby yet, Morgan? Morgan, have you had a baby yet?
Long story, sad story.
Okay, all right. I'll skip that. What about you, Dylan?
Were you directing that at me? No baby yet. Could be any day. It's actually due on Thursday, so the day that most people hear this show, and then the day before most people hear this show, but tomorrow, we're actually going to see the old hospital because, I don't know, apparently it's not growing like it's supposed to or something, so they might go, we'll just get it out now.
Okay, good luck on that.
So who knows? Maybe by the time you hear this, it will have been arrived, delivered by the stork.
Exciting times.
Stork theory. I subscribe to stork theory.
Yeah. Well, otherwise you can't explain how the whole conception happened. Is that it?
Well, I mean, look, maybe it grows inside through to some magical theory, but really, is that, I mean, you know, it doesn't explain everything.
It's you're, about as realistic you're, as evolution, surely.
Your completely insane second child reminds me far more of me than of you. Just...
Is that right? Except my completely insane second child has a lot of hair.
I had hair when I was young.
Briefly.
I can show you pictures of me with blonde curly locks. I was a lovely little kid. And then everything changed.
Yeah.
I've just noticed that every time a comment comes through, I get a little status bubble pops up. James, I think, I'm not going to open the thing up. James said that the audio seems to be peaking a little. I know. I saw that it was before we even started. It will fuck up all the levels here to do anything to fix that, unfortunately.
That's something to fix for next week's show.
Yeah, if we decide we want to do another broadcast. I quite like the idea of broadcasting because people can get into it. I'm not sure if this is the right software for it. This, I can't even remember what it's called. It's completely gone. Mixler. Thank you, Mixler, for the free service. Don't mean to badmouth you, but you know.
You're a bit peaky.
The software's a bit. So another thing. Yes, go on.
No, you go.
Another thing that's happening this week is we are giving away, probably. Are we giving it away tonight?
I think so.
A Motorola Defy, a lovely little Android phone worth $800. It's ruggedized and water resistant, and Dylan tested this by putting it in the bath. Was it a pornography related thing? It was you were doing some comprehensive testing to see if you could use it in all the context where you want it.
That's correct. Yeah, yeah. I've also obviously been taken to shower regularly. Yeah.
Courtesy of Telecom, who definitely want us to be associating their good name with shower masturbation and pornography. I'm sure.
Is this the one we're giving away? The one that you've tested, Dylan?
No. The one I've tested will remain. I'll look after it.
Okay.
Now, this is a little bit of a rat hole. I'm very sorry. Welcome to the show. Vodafone today announced their most popular sites, and it was Trade Me, and it was someone else, and then it was an adult site.
Really?
Yes, but they didn't say what adult site. They said what the first two most popular sites were. Any guesses?
There's no way a single adult site gets number three on their... Like,
Trade Me on Facebook.
Yeah. No fucking way a single adult
Maybe
site.
By volume, by bandwidth used.
Bullshit. Red How many porn something? Videos are you going to watch in a row?
But one porn video is a lot of Trade Me hits. A lot. Yeah. The Trade Me mobile hits.
Yeah. Oh, no, I find that incredible. Oh, is it mobile?
It's Vodafone. I don't know.
Vodafone do fixed broadband as well.
I assumed it was mobile.
Oh, okay. A porn site.
Mobihun.com, perhaps?
Well, that's been the one you've most frequently recommended.
So definitely. I'll recommend that again and again and again. It's never failed me.
I see. I find that incredibly hard to believe, but all right. They're not just like amalgamating the various porn sites into a single entry, are they?
I wonder if they have and they've just done it for the publicity. If they say porn sites in the top three, then every newspaper's going to run it.
Because dare I say it also... Now, I'm not familiar with pornography on the internet specifically, but as I understand it, the Hun, I presume Mobihun also, is more of an aggregator than more of a link aggregator than an actual host. So you'd go there and I assume the pictures and videos that you'd see from there aren't actually served from that site.
I haven't read any research on the matter, but I assume that's probably true. Is Vodafone NZ fucked for everyone or just me.com? I don't know. I don't know, Leighton. That's a comment from the live stream. This is why I'm not allowed to do a live stream, because I get distracted so easily.
Have you moved off? Well, you should ask him whether if Leighton could actually talk, whether he's moved off Vodafone yet, because he does complain a lot about it.
No, I don't think he has, because he... Oh, no, that wasn't him.
Whoa, Chrome has crashed. Relaunch now. I hope that doesn't take down the broadcaster.
Oh, ouch. Yeah. Okay. So how are we going to draw this competition? Are we going to do it now or at the end of the show?
I think that we should make people wait. Because that's amusing.
Oh, Leighton's on telecom. That's good. Good to know Vodafone's largest critic has moved off. Okay, so let's draw that at the end of the show. So moving on. What else is new this week?
Good question. I wasn't even looking. Well, something, this is probably not usually the sort of thing we'd have at the beginning of the show, maybe more likely at the end of the show. I want people to stop repeating other people's jokes over and over and over and over and over again and again and again on Twitter. Because
without attribution as well.
That's right. I mean, so how many times did everyone see tweets, hilarious tweets, about how Rupert Murdoch was moved by all the messages on Amy Winehouse's phone?
I actually only saw that one once.
I saw it about 15 times, exactly. And they weren't, you know, if it's one retweet, it should have only shown up once, but it was exactly. People writing it verbatim as if it was theirs.
That's exactly right. Also, now less so, not quite as often as the Amy Winehouse Rupert Murdoch one, but people talking about on Twitter, Apple having more cash than the US government.
Okay. Seriously, I saw that so much more than the Amy Winehouse Rupert Murdoch thing. I saw so many retweets and mentions and everything about that.
Yeah. Use the retweet function. Don't steal other people's stuff. Please. Fuck's sake.
You must move in the wrong circles then, Dylan. You don't get the Amy Winehouse jokes.
Maybe when they were streaking through, I was just doing something else. I might, you know, because there are periods of time when I go, you know, hours without checking Twitter.
Should we do a round of who's heard the best Amy Winehouse jokes?
No, we shan't.
Okay.
Fine. Too soon and too shit.
I don't know if I've even heard any Amy Winehouse jokes.
So there's an Elton John one.
You could tell me one.
The Elton John one that I heard was, did you hear Elton John's going to perform at Amy Winehouse's funeral? He's going to sing Candle Under a Spoon or something.
That's not very funny at all.
It's shit, like I said.
Awkward.
What I heard was people very sad to hear about Amy Winehouse's passing, and condolences go out to her dealer.
Actually, I've heard both of those, but they're both so forgettable that I'd forgotten them.
So we said we wouldn't, and we did. That's good. That's the way we roll.
We might be going too fast.
I know. Is your timer working? Have we been 15 minutes yet?
No, 12 minutes 51. So there you go.
Should we just take a breather? We could all go and get a drink.
All right, let me find, what do you think, Nyan Cat or the National Anthem?
So for people who didn't listen last week and maybe listening live now, we have changed the show. Yeah. And the reason Morgan is concerned about time is we're running to a strict 1 hour limit.
Yeah.
Last week we had trouble fitting everything in.
Yeah.
So this week we're racing.
Racing.
I think we've got a lot. I'm looking down through. We've got a lot of stuff. We've got Auntie. We've got Fast Fives. What else have we got?
I think we need to rename the Fast Five thing because it's number one, it's stupid. I think it should just be like News Bites or something like that. Maybe we can have another competition and people can come up with the very best name for the news thing.
We could have another competition because I think following the Android phones, we may have more phones to give away.
Oh boy, that's exciting.
It seems our phone balance is increasing rather than decreasing the more we give away.
We have a plethora. It's like tribbles all over again.
It's karma. You put things out into the universe, phones, and you get other things back, apparently more phones to give away.
You say, universe, have we been good? And the universe says...
Is that an approving or disapproving bell? I can't quite tell.
That's approving bell.
Okay,
this good. Week, I haven't seen disapproving bell, but I have seen. Who else is
you
around?
Haven't seen John Brash anywhere, have you?
I'm hiding over here in the corner.
Fuck, he's right there.
I was hoping that no one would notice that I was here. I'm not feeling very well. My fortunes in the political polls are not doing too well.
I don't even know how that guy gets in here.
No, it's very peculiar.
I'm really glad though that he hasn't sung any more songs since that first time he was on, because that's my territory. The terrible songs. Terrible. What was it about? Like corned beef or something? And Asian ladies.
We'll have to bring it up in our greatest hits.
Oh, Here we go.
15 minutes.
There you go.
Okay.
Everything's
are we on to your news bites?
Oh, we might be. We're going to call it?
Fast Five.
Might be the last time we call it.
Fast Five.
It's time for?
Fast Five.
Who's up first?
Preferably not me, because I've got six.
I'll go first.
How many have you got? Oh, my God, I nearly passed out from coughing. Oh, dear. Oh, wow.
I'll go with five.
Go.
More from the Truth and Headlines department. We had a few Truth and Headlines last week, which where the headlines really didn't focus on the true story. Mm. The one this week is Kiwi's hand severed in sex romp.
Holy hell.
Two things. Almost severed. Yep. Not severed. When you say hand severed, you expect, you know, a hand in a plastic bag.
Yep.
A New Zealand woman nearly lost her hand after a steamy, quote, steamy sex romp in Croatia went wrong.
Wow.
So apparently there was something happening on a yacht. It appears they were engaged in a passionate act in the bathroom where at some stage the sink broke, leaving a jagged edge that severed the woman's hand when she fell to the floor. She was saved and her airlifted to hospital, hand reattached. So her hand, well, I suppose it was mostly severed.
I'm happy to call that severed. I think that counts as severed, even if it didn't completely come off.
I think if all the bones gone is overblown. You know, it's like an accident on yacht severs hand is probably
No.
Time's up.
Who would be sitting? Would they have been sitting on the sink had it not been for the romping sex?
I don't know. Okay, time's up.
Time's up. Let's say
four.
Samsung is screwed, or perhaps no. Hang on. Yeah, Samsung is screwed by Apple.
Oh, this is in Australia. Yeah, the iPad thing.
Well, they're trying to do the same thing in the States.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to manage it.
10.1 in Australia.
Mm.
Samsung Galaxy 10.1 tablet has been put on hold indefinitely in Australia. So it's Apple has said that Samsung are using their patents, the slide to unlock, pinch to zoom, and edge bounce features are apparently Apple's. So they've said they don't want it sold. And Samsung's responded by saying, well, we'll give it to you for 3 days and you can check it before we ship it. And the decision was that they've had to freeze their plans indefinitely until Apple has had time to look at the tablet and decide if it infringes.
No, this is not. There's more than that, though, because there's a court case going on. Apple was seeking an injunction, and Samsung have gone and voluntarily stopped their shipping ahead of that.
Time's up.
Oh, I want to also say, why is Apple doing this? I don't need to, Dix.
Samsung have a bunch of patents as well.
Angry making.
Samsung have patents that they're going after Apple with in the States as well, and I'm not sure why they haven't done the same thing
like war.
Australia already. Yeah, but patents are meant to protect innovation, and it doesn't seem to be what they're being used for.
No, exactly.
I mean, unless you say that some basic touchscreen stuff that Microsoft invented is an Apple innovation, and I don't think that you reasonably could. Frankly, I mean, the first place I ever saw, pinch and spread and so on, multi-touch gestures was Microsoft.
Mm, Surface and stuff.
Yep, exactly. And I'm not clear on how it is exactly that Apple's convinced everyone that it's their innovation.
Maybe one hand, I don't know.
Yeah. I've received some feedback on Twitter about the live broadcast.
Yeah, it sounds terrible.
From Scott Webster, who works for Sony Broadcast New Zealand. Maybe you could give away a nice camera, Scott. What do you reckon?
I would really like
to. He says, I'm surfing the net and hearing your voice, which is very disconcerting. Please stop. I agree. I find the same thing if I listen to the show while I'm driving.
Right.
You're on three now.
Three.
So, like I said, Samsung was fucked. Nintendo was fucked as well. They've cut the price of their 3DS by something like 20%. I should really look up the story. They've cut it a lot. I didn't even get a story for this. I just heard about it.
Mm.
And it's because I think Penny Arcade put it best when they said there's really no cachet in being portable anymore.
Yeah. Well, it's your phone, right?
Yeah, exactly. You have your phone in your pocket, and whether it's an Android or an iPhone or a Windows phone, it's got games on it.
Yep.
And the games may not be as good or as complete as DS games, but they're also a 40th of the price or a 50th of the price in New Zealand.
Yep, yep, yep.
So you can have 50 crap games or Zelda. Which do you choose?
And frankly, I say sometimes completely free. I mean, I'm pretty happy playing Fruit Ninja, having not paid a cent for it. And that's all right. Seems to work pretty well. Yep. Oh. Dunk. Dunk.
two.
Blind camera. Have you seen the blind camera?
No.
It's a camera without a viewfinder. You press the button, and then it shows you a image from Flickr with exactly the same timestamp.
Oh, that sounds cool.
It's very cool. It's very, very cool. So it's a guy's built it, and there's a little Sony Ericsson cell phone inside, and it's just got a red button on the outside. You have to have a look at the photos. Whenever you click the shutter button, the cell phone pings Flickr and downloads an image that has the same timestamp as your shutter press. It's not instant. It may take a few minutes for an image to appear. I think it's just very serendipitous.
So does it actually take a photo, or does it just show you a photo?
I think it takes no photo. It's got no lens. There's no hole on the front. There's an LCD on the back and a big red button, and otherwise it's just a big black box. Well, a handheld black box.
I think you're right there, Dylan. It'd be cool if it sent your photo off into the ether.
At the same time as it showed you another one.
Yeah, so you never saw your photo.
Yeah, so it's like photo swapsies.
Chris Keel says, Nintendo, Apple's latest prey, and there's something on the Wall Street Journal, but I'm not going to bring it up because I'm about to get completely lost in my own stories that I haven't read, and really, really, truly, properly this time haven't read.
Hey, it's good that Chris Keel's online because he might want, like, this story.
One.
Computer fault hits newspaper production.
Oh, no. That sounds bad.
Did you hear about this?
No.
Does anyone read the newspaper?
I heard that the papers didn't get printed. I didn't hear it was a computer fault because I don't read the news.
A serious computer fault preventing several major newspapers going to print overnight has not stopped the printing of afternoon publications. This is Fairfax reporting on their own story. That's the opening paragraph.
AKA, we fixed it.
Newspapers across the Fairfax Media Group, including the Christchurch Press, Dominion Post, and Southland Times, were not published. Apparently, it happened 4:15 yesterday, and at 2 in the morning, they decided they still couldn't produce the paper.
So it was Fairfax.
Yeah, I've got no idea what their fault was, but imagine being those IT guys in the room trying to fix it. Jeez,
dear Fairfax. Yeah. Fairfax. Do it on the iPad, do it on the Kindle, whatever, something like that.
So do they all print them at one place?
I don't think they do, but they use the same software apparently, centrally. Maybe they use it in the cloud.
Is that Microsoft Publisher?
That'd be awesome.
On Windows 95.
I'll tell you apparently one newspaper got a paper out, and they used an alternative method, so probably they did pull up Publisher and
was it A4? Was it A4? Was it thermal paper from someone's fax machine? Was it just a single sheet where usually, it's a normal newspaper?
Who is the Fairfax vendor, a chat room person asks? I don't know. Chris Keel might be able to tell us, but he may not be allowed to. I'm not sure.
Centralized production equals single point of failure. That's a very good point from Chris Keel from the NBR. A website which, as far as I've ever seen, has never gone down. So there you go.
And I think they print stuff on paper as well.
Do they? Oh, they've apparently got some. It's like a mailing list thing. It's like a newsletter, a monthly newsletter or something.
I think an actual paper folding edition.
Wow.
It's a tabloid, so they just print voicemail messages verbatim.
Does NBR have a page 3 girl? Could that be?
I thought tabloid was the format, not the actual content.
It can be both.
Hey,
I've only got two, Morgan. Do you want two? Okay.
Two.
Mine's just a follow up from previously. It's just the fuck hell pizza. They've now announced that they are. Hang on, what does it say?
They posted their response and they took it down again.
Yeah, so the weird thing was, when it first came out, they said, we actually paid them $13,000 and blah, blah, blah. And then that went away because apparently they didn't. That didn't happen. And then they posted a response saying, we're doing all this thing for Kids Canon, and that went away again, 20 minutes later or something, or even less than that, I never saw it. And now it says, we have begun discussions with Kids Canon on the exact details of the proposal to hopefully settle the dispute. It will be at least another week before we head back, but we will keep you posted, thanks for your support.
Man, they're caging their, hedging their bets, aren't they?
So here's the thing, though. I mean, so clearly they were in the wrong. The other thing, though, is they've complained on their Facebook page and Twitter about the whole thing being all to do with a disgruntled ex-employee, which is fine, except for the fact that if, there was nothing to be to the newspaper, there wouldn't be anything to report. So clearly there's some stuff going on there. And the other thing, I'm going to call it a follow-on, we'll call it 2.1.5, was an article, apparently there's a child. Remember they gave away some condoms as a
But
so they gave away all these condoms once as part of a promotion, which was the most complained about promotion ever. Turns out that apparently there was a child born as a result because the condoms weren't up to scratch.
That smells of PR, at least to me.
Yeah. That might be bullshit. I mean, you know, who could say? It's so hard to nail down, you know, specific occasions of conception, I would have thought.
Nail down.
Anyway, so there you go. Just more amusement. And the other one is...
One.
I'm not going to read it.
I've given you one twice.
Yeah, thanks. I'm not really going to read it. It's just about... it's Chris Barton in the Herald has written... I guess you could call it a blog post. Maybe it's an editorial.
It's the better journalist called Chris.
Yes, obviously.
Oh, what?
Because we know one of them's listening to us. He's just written a big thing about the investment that the government is apparently making in telecom to provide the fibre infrastructure for the country. His conclusions make a lot of sense to me. It's a fucking rort, really. Telecom gets all the benefit and we give them a whole shitload of money to do it.
It's a gigantic free loan, interest-free loan underwritten.
I understand it's a tender process and stuff, but fuck, the government owns the country. We own a fucking network company. We own Cordia. Cordia could do this. We could get the dividends.
So how does it work? We sell telecom, we get a little bit of cash, then the private company does nothing.
No, they do stuff.
Lets the network age to the point of being useless and then gets more money to replace it.
No, to be fair, Telecom's invested a lot in infrastructure, but they weren't going to invest in, or at least as I understand it, they weren't ever going to invest in the type of fibre infrastructure that is now being looked at. But they've, you know, Telecom boosted the infrastructure hugely and probably in ways that maybe a government-owned NZPO...
But they're really just getting around to installing a cabinet down the road from me because they were forced to by you know, writ of government to increase the connection speeds and that sort of stuff.
Yes, of course. And there is always, you know, if the free market, blah, blah, blah. But
free market, free market. It's better than any other market. It's the free market. Free is right there in the name.
It's bizarre that we subsidise. Well, we don't subsidise. We give a large amount of money to telecom to provide this service, and then we let them keep all the profit from running it, which is fine. It gets it done, but they're, I don't know, it just seems like they're more win-win rather than, you know, whatever it is now, win and kind of neutral.
Yep.
Fine. I'm done.
Fast
Morgan,
five.
You can have a million.
Fast five.
I probably Fast shouldn't five. Have any because I haven't even read any of these stories. But let's start with...
Five.
You can read all the headlines.
Apparently it turns out that magicians are dicks.
Clowns. Yes, they are.
Clowns are kind of dicks as well.
I haven't heard this one. Tell me.
Well, I haven't really read it, so I'm not going to be very good at telling you. This chap, Cornflake the Clown, what's his real name? I don't care. He decided that he would create a new award for magicians, and it's called Cornflake's Magical World Grand Master of Magic Award. and this chap, a quote, professional, unquote,
Alan Wilson,
magician.
He is New Zealand's top magician.
Yep, he said he was deeply offended by the award because its name was too similar to the International Brotherhood of Magic's Grand Master of Magic Prize, which apparently he won a few years ago. Congratulations, good for you. Move on, motherfucker. I mean, your whole job is make-believe. And you're trying to lard a clown?
He lives in my neighbourhood. I see him around all the time.
I'm Corn sure Patrick. He's very
we live
good.
Next door to him.
I'm
We're
sure
the
he's
house
just fine.
Next door to him.
Yeah. Okay. The Brotherhood of Magicians apparently has banished Cornflake. So what? Now he's not allowed within the city limits. The Brotherhood's township.
He has to pay full price for his rabbits now.
Oh no!
Doesn't get the discount anymore.
I say Cornflake just for having that name. And Brotherhood of Magicians, for being all uppity. Seriously. Seriously, you guys. What?
Wait, we're going to be in trouble when Alan Watson listens to this.
He will make us all disappear.
With a puff.
Shut up.
It's a thing.
I don't know why I'm coughing so much. I think it's because I haven't had enough to drink.
All right, move on. We must be getting close.
Where's he going to go next?
It's getting very close. We've got 5 seconds.
God, this bit's tense.
30 minutes.
Oi.
4.
The shop is gone. Thanks. This is from portobelloantiques.blogspot.com in Christchurch. They suffered terrible, profound damage in the earthquake. Plural, earthquakes. And basically the whole thing's been banged down. They've been blackmailed. They've seen pictures of army personnel, possibly police, with stuff that they looted out of their store, taking photos around town. They've been stopped from getting in and salvaging by New Zealand army personnel. They've seen foreign search and rescue police and so on from Australia. They're the ones who stole from the antique store. Basically, the whole building has been bashed down into bits, and they've been screwed at every possible turn. And yeah,
you also forgot about the cash extortions from.
This is the one that's the part I can't understand. What the heck is up with that?
This is not the only story like this, and I'm sure there'll be more of them once people actually get a handle on what the fuck's happened.
Yeah.
But it's fuck. It's just
there was an engineer from Wellington who insisted on being paid $250 an hour in cash to enable access, and there was a civil defence employee, i.e., someone from the government who we pay, who insisted on being paid $100 an hour in cash.
I'm sure they got GST receipts.
This is greasing the palms. This is graft. This is something that in New Zealand, I think we're generally quite proud to be free of. I mean, every year we see that international survey of corruption perception, and this, it's got to change the way we feel about it, right? I mean, because we've been first, second, third, you know, way up the top every year. And, I mean, this just sounds appalling. This is not...
I want to get to the bottom of that, you know, whether it was, you know, will you help me for this money, or whether it was, you know, there's no way I'm going to help you unless you give me the cash, or whether it was we need to be paid in cash. We've been told that by our bosses. But
I think
on the face of it, it looks crap.
It sounds a lot like getting pulled over for a speeding ticket and the cop asking for a cash payment right there. And then, you know, that money's not going where it's supposed to. And you're not getting the proper ticket. I wouldn't actually, if these stories were coming out about general people in general day-to-day life, you know, you'd think, there's a few fuckwits out there taking advantage of their opportunities. But this isn't. This is in fucking Christchurch in the middle of all the shit that's gone down there, and people are still getting fucked over. It's wrong.
3.
I don't know when this song's actually going to get to the point. So let's just see if it ever does.
What are you doing?
Just have to wait and see, don't we? Just go with it. It's lovely.
I was hoping that it would start a bit faster. Happy birthday, Microsoft DOS. Born in 1981. We're actually about 5 or 7 days old by the time the show actually comes out. I think it was the 27th of July, something like that. There you go. Good old DOS, eh? Happy birthday.
Copied from what in 1981?
Oh, copied from nothing. They purchased it. I mean, sketchy relicensing. What was it, like Dr. DOS or PC DOS or something?
Who knows?
I mean, you know, Microsoft's chief innovations in the first few years there were all, you know, seemed to be business-related ones, right? All the licensing stuff they did with IBM, that was their innovation, while Apple were inventing, well, you know, copying stuff really,
back
really
in,
really
back
well.
In DOS days, did you use an alternate DOS? Like, I used DR-DOS for a while, and there was another one as well, which I can't remember right now.
No, I never did. I only ever used MS-DOS.
I can't remember why DR-DOS was awesome, but it was.
Yeah. Good old DR-DOS. Yeah. Wait, did it come with like Xtree or something built in or what?
God, I wish. No, I think I still had to pirate Xtree. Man, that was some good shit.
Two.
Good news, everybody. So there was a study, let's call it scientific, you know, for want of a better word. Dr. Elizabeth Thompson of the Bristol Homeopathic Hospital, she did a research into the effect of homeopathic medicine. Given that she works at a homeopathic hospital and is presumably a homeopath, it's very interesting that the results she discovered. The test was in children who had asthma, and they did two tests. One is conventional treatment, which I don't even know what that is, you know, Ventolin or whatever. I don't even know. And the second test was conventional treatment plus homeopathic treatment. Homeopathic treatment did nothing. Nothing. It didn't even have a placebo effect.
Surprise, surprise. Do you know why? Because there's a guy who's done a lot of research into placebo effect and found out that one of the main drivers behind that is actually the ritual of the doctor-patient relationship and the doctor having authority.
Right.
So obviously someone using homeopathic medicine doesn't believe what they're doing and therefore doesn't come across as effective to the
But the thing is that they do seem to believe what they're doing.
I've talked to a lot of people who do homeopathic medicine, and I find it very hard to believe that they wouldn't believe what they're doing. I don't think they're shysters.
I don't think they'd do it if they didn't believe it. It's just they're completely wrong to believe it.
I also find it incredibly hard to believe, though, that there is, I mean, you know, maybe some homeopathic methods have no result, but I'm certain that there is validity in some of them.
I'll tell you what, if you've got low blood sugar, homeopathic medicine will do just fine because generally they're sugar pills. Asthma, then homeopathic medicine, it might be all right if what it does is help you relax. I think sometimes a bit of relaxation, you know, that might be a good thing. Now, let me tell you, cost-benefit analysis was done. This is all in pounds. This is from the NHS, who apparently funded all of this stuff. Usual care, this is the children who got conventional medical treatment, the cost was £323. If you add homeopathy, the cost was £937. Whoa. The extra cost for homeopathic treatment, which did nothing, was £615 per child. So it almost doubled the cost of conventional treatment, which has been proven to work. Pretty incredible. Their conclusion from the report, a future study using this design is not feasible. That's it. Well done, guys. Well done. I mean, at least they finally published. I understand it took them 2 or 3 years to get the results out. I don't know what they thought they were going to do. Massage the data? I don't know. But it seems like they were actually honest in what they've released. So, I mean, that's something, I guess. But, I mean, guys, get the message. Homeopathy does nothing.
I still don't think it's fair to count out all of homeopathy based on a study of...
But you know what homeopathy
acute,
is.
One acute condition.
Of course you can. Of course, I mean, you can count it out. Because let me tell you about homeopathy. Number one, it's about water having a memory. There is no such thing. Right? The idea is that you can, if you shake water in a particular pattern with, you know, a certain level of dilution to the point, generally, where there are zero parts per million of the original substance, which probably wasn't a medicine to begin with, then that will be even... I mean, the one of the claims is that the more dilute something is, the more potent it is.
That does seem a little counterintuitive.
But hang on, Dylan, you're saying the homeopathy stuff that includes, you know, using, you know, plants and stuff that actually have active...
That's not homeopathy. That would be herbalism or something, right?
Okay, all right.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't maybe there are classification differences I'm not familiar with.
You might be talking about
certainly, you know, some things, arnica, you know, is pretty widely used for various things, rescue remedy, whatever the hell that is. Things like that. I don't know. Maybe it is all placebo.
Maybe.
Yeah. But there's a massive number of medicines that are made up of natural ingredients or substances.
Well, that's true, and some herbal treatments definitely work. The biggest success probably is St. John's Wort, which is used pretty widely. But that has been demonstrated to work, right? Unlike the vast majority, but really everything that's ever been tested by anyone with any credibility in homeopathy has been found to have no effect or a negative effect. Because the reason it can have a negative effect is that sometimes people will take the alternative treatment instead of the real treatment. And if the alternative treatment does nothing, you know, for instance, if you decide that you're going to get rid of your cancer by taking vitamin C, then you're probably going to die. Right? Because the reason that real doctors don't say, carcinoma, no worries, just have some oranges and these vitamin pills. The reason they don't say that is because it doesn't fucking do anything. And it's really easy to test as well, right? You give cancer patients vitamin C and see what it does. It does fuck all.
Right. I quite like the chewable orange pills, though. They're like candy.
Oh, I love them too. They're tasty. I love them so much. Yeah, yeah.
Available scientific evidence does not support most of the claims made about Annika's effectiveness.
So, oh, there you go. Fine. Whatever.
One.
Do you know what we can very easily demonstrate the effectiveness of? Beer.
Porn.
Beer. Oh. So there's a South Island brewery called Moa. I thought that they were over on the East Coast. But this says that they're in Marlborough. So there you go. Who am I thinking of? Not really important. They make a beer which they describe as, I don't know, the champagne of beers. What do they describe it as? I don't know. I probably should have looked it up. they were threatened by the French. They were said, they got a letter from the Director General of the Committee Interprofessionnel du Vin de Champagne, the body which represents champagne wine producers in the northeast of France, who said, you can't describe your stuff as champagne because you are not in Champagne, and were quite threatening. And they've been threatening to lots of other people.
So they're now threatening to use the use of champagne as an adjective.
Sounds like it.
They should promote it, surely. It's like Xerox.
We ask you to immediately amend or delete any reference to champagne and to refrain from associating your beer with champagne. So what did Moa do? They sent them a postcard of the Rainbow Warrior bombing. and on the back, they put a quote in Māori. I don't know how to pronounce this. I've never heard it said. Pōkō kohua haere atu, Moa beer, which basically translates, fuck you, in Māori.
Very, very cool. They should have done one better and said, Moa Radler is the champagne of beer.
Well, they would have lost that one. That's something that maybe we should have an expert on to talk about, because I think that is a much bigger deal.
Radler.
Yeah, the Radler thing. And very brief, for the listeners who haven't heard, Dominion Breweries trademarked the term Radler, which is a term for a style of beer.
Basically, making lager or ale.
That's right. It's basically they've done the equivalent of trademarking Shandy, which is what Radler originally is. It's a very low alcohol beer mixed with, lemonade, basically. Lemon cordial, something like lemon juice, something like that, which is called Radler because it's what cyclists drink to cool themselves off. Usually it has an alcohol content of about 1% or 2%. So the Radler that we're served in New Zealand isn't even a fucking Radler from DB because it's full alcohol, 5%. Fucking dicks.
Idiots. More idiots than a bunch of them.
They are. So I actually, I'm pretty happy with how well I did getting through my stories, considering I hadn't read any of them. We've just been hit up on Skype from Christy Borges, 9867. What's up? I was checking the directory and I stumbled upon your profile and you seemed cool, smiley face.
Can we invite her? Can we get her to join?
I think you find that Skype spam.
Yeah.
Oh, I also just missed a message actually not that long ago from Hottie and Mandy 36326.
You can. There's a setting in Skype that says don't let people who aren't on my contacts list contact me.
But I'm constantly hoping that someone really interesting.
I definitely can't do that though because sometimes we have call-ins.
Yeah, there you go.
So we are. We've got about 17 minutes remaining in the show to do a whole lot of stuff, including. Drawing the phone, word of the week, a new bit. No, we can skip that because we don't have time. What's your auntie been talking about? The toot bag, the corrections, and so on. Do you think we should get cracking, guys?
We're getting onto the draw, I think. Otherwise, we're not going to get through it before the end of the show.
Or we could just, really draw it out. We could put it,
and then time runs out, and you'll have to listen to the Excel to find out, and I can't remember. Oh, well, next week.
What was it? I don't remember. And then next week we're going to have...
Corrections.
Oh, we apologise. Last week we forgot to do the draw.
Right.
What are we going to do first?
Yes. Sorry, how did none of us mention the David Letterman $10,000 PR thing?
Because it's not in any of our stories. I had 6 and I read 5. You had 2.5 and you didn't do it. You should have done it your damn self.
One.
There you go. I'm giving you a chance.
I don't know. It seems a weird media beat up and I want to know where it's come from. The concept is that the PR agency in the States, which Tourism New Zealand pays a $10,000 retainer to... was involved in securing the Prime Minister's position on or place on the David Letterman Late Show a couple of years ago.
Good value. Cheap.
Well, yes. Exactly. I how is this a thing? And then there's a big thing. Oh, you got $250 for appearing. Well, that's another thing that happens in US television. They have to pay money to people who appear on their shows. I don't know what he did with it.
I think ultimately it will turn out to be another own goal from Labour.
It's just bizarre.
Yeah, it is bizarre. Okay. I've stopped that there, even though we're about to get to the thing.
45 minutes.
There we go. Okay, 15 minutes to go. Let's see, what is it?
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
Urban Dictionary.
Urban Dictionary, word of the week.
I wish you'd hurry up, because we're in a rush.
No wonder we run over time. Good God.
I have also lost my thing. Which one was it? Oh, yes, here we go. I found it again.
Spurglord.
Sixth. Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty good, but you already know.
I'm a Spurglord sometimes.
6,084 upvotes, 979 votes. June 3rd, 2011, Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. Your word, my friends, let's start with Dylan, is net glow.
Net glow. Well, I'm going to say I think it's something that happens after net sex.
Net sex. Hey, baby, let's hook up for a while.
That's all I've got.
Ben?
I'm going to say it's the glow of the monitor in a dark room when someone's on the internet late at night.
Sting machine?
You're all wrong.
Wait, everyone?
You're all wrong.
Even me? I haven't even had a guess.
You're all wrong.
Net glow is someone or something that is better online than in real life.
Well, that's pretty much everything then, isn't it?
Yeah.
That'll explain my 4,000 followers.
That's right, because you are boring on Twitter. Boring on Twitter. I need
that's the opposite.
I
don't know about the opposite. I know, we can do this.
What's your auntie been talking about?
What's your auntie been talking about, Dylan?
Nothing new of late.
What's your auntie been talking about?
Sorry.
Ben?
Again, nothing new. She's still on a Breaking Bad streak.
What's your auntie been talking about?
Me? Two things. My auntie's been talking about Alphas, which is a show a bit like Misfits or a bit like Heroes, where the characters have special powers. And it's a bit different from other shows so far. I don't know if it's good or bad. It seemed to take a turn for the better in episode 3. So if your auntie's going to send you a copy, then give it a couple of episodes chance. The other thing, which I think is even more exciting, I should definitely bring up YouTube for this. Can you guys just fill in? Just make noise for me. Okay?
My auntie's actually also been talking about Entourage. Did I mention the Entourage last week? I can't remember.
No. I was listening to Mark Maron's podcast, WTF, today, and he was talking to Andrew Dice Clay, who apparently is appearing in the next season of Entourage. Not that I really know who Andrew Dice Clay is, and in fact, the first few times I heard his name mentioned, I assumed he was New Zealand comedian Andrew Clay. I couldn't really...
Oh, Andrew Dice Clay is the tough guy, acting guy, who always wears like a black leather jacket. Yep. And acts like he's in the mafia.
He was funny in the early 90s.
I've since figured that out.
Yeah.
This is another one of those things where I should have queued it up. Actually, that wasn't too bad. Thundercats! Ho! Thundercats, believe it or not, 80s, crappy 80s animated TV series that was created exclusively to sell toys to children, like most of those 80s TV series. They have remade it. They have rebooted it. You what?
Don't say that. Don't be so cynical. It was created because it's a wonderful...
No, just like He-Man and G.I. Joe, it was just to sell toys. Just like Transformers, it's just to sell toys. But they've rebooted it. They've released 2 episodes, and it's really good. I mean, for a show that's still for children.
I was going to say, is it still for children, or have they remade it for the people who watched it as children? Because I'd really like to see that, both. Frankly.
I think it's for both. They've made a few changes. I don't remember what it was like before. Frankly, because I was, between 7 and 9, probably.
It was just one of those mini cartoons that flooded through the TV after school.
Many.
Thundercats used to play during what now? I think it was a morning, Saturday morning cartoon.
Thunder, thunder, Thunder. I always thought it was three thunders, but it's actually four thunders, it turns out.
God, do you reckon we can look forward to a Gummy Bears remake now?
Bouncing here and there and everywhere. They are beyond compare.
They are the Gummy Bears. The other one, I was just vaguely reminded of that, Captain Planet, which also had the same sort of, you know, Captain Planet, together, join up, is being made into a real movie, apparently.
Mm, that sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all. I just remember seeing that on Twitter.
That's really cool, but it's not what I was hoping for. Gummy Bear song? It's nothing to do with the Gummy Bears.
Is that from the people who brought us Snappy, the crocodile thing?
I don't know.
Sounded not dissimilar.
Oh, we've got about 10 minutes to go on the show, so that probably means it's time to crack on. What's next? Who's paying attention? Corrections. Oh, did we finish up that thing? Oh, yeah. So I say, if you've got a really kind auntie who likes to treat you right, and she sends you that, then watch it.
Don't forget to rewind the tape.
Oh, Dylan.
I'm sorry. Go again.
Don't forget to rewind the tape.
Carry on.
Everything's gone. Everything's deflated now. I built that whole thing up just so I could then do that. Well, though, actually, corrections.
All of them.
Actually, I probably shouldn't be too harsh on you there, Dills, because I did blow your Rickroll last week. I started laughing. People will have noticed. I started laughing before the Rickroll even commenced, because we'd been discussing before we started recording the show that the week or so previous he'd been getting random mutes. Now, why were you getting random mutes?
It was when we were doing the Google Hangout, and Google Hangout was doing something fucking weird on my computer.
That's it. And so when he started talking and then suddenly went silent, I was like, oh, he's got the mutes again. That's ironic that we were just talking about it and it hadn't happened until right before we started.
And he was queuing up his Rickroll.
Exactly. Yeah, it was that awkward time between pressing the button and actually having the thing come out.
That's for me, not you, Dills. You did a good job, and me not so good. You, me.
Thanks,
corrections.
Pal.
And so it turns out, last week we spoke about, now, I wouldn't say a friend of mine, a boy that I met once or twice when I was a child. I thought that his foot was amputated by a professional surgeon called Mr. because he was a lawnmower man. But it turns out that's not correct. It was actually a terrible, tragic accident. And it wasn't so much amputated as grotesquely mutilated by a lawnmower. And probably a real surgeon then called Mr., presumably, probably repaired it, but didn't do the amputation. And surgeons are not called Mr. because they are lawnmowers.
Yeah, well, lawnmower repairman. Sorry, that was my mistake. I accidentally misread something on the internet. So why are they called Mr.?
Something to do with being butchers?
Right. I thought it was barbers.
I think it's mainly to differentiate them from real doctors, normal doctors.
Real doctors. Medical doctors. ladies, oh ladies. There, that's a blast from the past. That's from the old Morgan show. That's from...
Corrections.
What's next? What's next?
He just mashes the keyboard and all sorts of sounds come out.
Oh, I know what we can do.
Let's open up the toot bag.
It's not...
Corrections.
It's...
Let's open up the toot bag.
Ding! So we've already done a few tweaks. Well, look, we've got minutes to pad, basically, Ben, because we haven't got enough material to finish out the end of the show, unless I fuck around a lot.
I think we do. We've got to discuss who the winner is.
Oh,
but anyway.
Oh, you're right.
Toot bag.
I forgot all about that. Toot bag. Jonathan Brewer at Kiwi Brew on Twitter. Seriously wonder if anyone at Motorola or Microsoft actually listened to Ben and Morgan before deciding to associate their brands with discourse. Fuck you.
To be fair, it wasn't Microsoft or Motorola involved. It was just Telecom, and clearly the person at Telecom who made that decision is a little bit deficient.
Fuck you.
Oh, I think they're connoisseurs of good podcasts and understand when they've got a good what do they call them influencers.
I think that
you don't have to target the wide body of 18 to 35s or people with disposable income. You just need to target a few influencers and they will spread the word.
Exactly right.
They know that listeners of Discourse, when told that Telecom New Zealand are great people, will spread that word.
And not just by us, but by respected iPhone developer Leighton Duncan from Polar Bear Farm, friend of the show, former guest. He also says the same thing, and a lot of people say that Telecom XT is probably the best network to have a smartphone on, and that's not just marketing; it's real people's experience. We're giving them good value. We are talking honestly about them, and we gave them heaps of listeners last week.
I think what Mr. at Kiwi Brew might have been getting at was the fact that it's a bit sweary and a bit rude, and occasionally a little bit misogynistic. We get a bit. You know, it's a bit weird, and whether that's a good association. You know what? I think it actually is. I have much more respect for brands who are willing to be a bit real in the way they choose to relate to things. You know, like
this is true. Look at the way Vodafone's Twitter has gone post Mr. Brislin. Well, I'm going to ask him about that next week.
Yeah. Hey, another thing. There's a brand called K Swiss who makes shoes and shit, and they've just launched this insane campaign in the States what's his name? I can't remember one of the characters from I can't remember the name of the show either. But a fictional football quarterback.
He's bound and down. He's not a football quarterback.
Now they're CEO.
He's a baseball player.
Is he?
Yeah, it's from Eastbound and Down.
Yeah, yeah, right. Anyway, now they're CEO and the ads and videos they've produced are just so cool.
Yeah.
And also, you know, going way beyond where you'd expect a corporate or a proper established brand to go in there.
It's Danny McBride, and the character is Kenny Powers, and he's a washed-up professional baseball player who is completely insane. Guess what? We've got 3.5 minutes to draw a show and close up the show. So let's get cracking, or I can sing a song.
Maybe you do it
with my friend.
Is
John.
Either one of you going to read Rob Isaac's tweet there? Because I think one of you is going to get a free beer.
Best-selling international author Jose Barbosa has recently released a new book, which if you try and buy it, you'll probably fail, but you can find the cover on Twitter if you search really well. Go to, what's it called? Savaloy? Lightly something? It's not important. Just finish,
sandwich,
blah, blah, blah. No, it's not. That's not. This is. I think that the draw is actually going to be in the overflow because there is no way. There is no way we're doing it in 3 minutes. Or are we? Let me just suggest that you... What just happened? Let me just suggest... Something just happened. It went quiet suddenly. Ben, did you just change something?
Bumped my mic slightly.
I muted for a second. Hang on.
Oh, well, it sounds much better when you mute. Okay, so I think that we've narrowed it down to two people who could potentially win. I'm going to read... should I read them or do you guys just want to choose one at random? So we've got Gary Henson... and his competition suggestion is, what will you sacrifice to win a Motorola Defy? The entrant must specify something they will give up in order to win the phone. If they win, the item will then be destroyed with a large hammer or other methods at the judge's discretion, and video of the destruction will be posted on the site. The winner will be the person who offers an item the judges most want to destroy. The other option, who could also win, is Jay Nielsen, Arrow Win, on Twitter. Have a competition where the winner of the phone is the person that can take two photos the furthest apart from each other within a week, or have a competition where people upload one photo, other people then vote on the photo, as the person with the highest rated photo wins. So who wins?
I like the furthest apart one because that allows some creativity, because it doesn't have to be geographically apart.
I pick breaking stuff.
Well, this is tough. I pick a third option.
Is it one you submitted?
Yeah. Yeah.
You submitted 4 entries.
Take a photo that expresses one of the Discourse Weekly Show Urban Dictionary words of the week. This could be a big sandwich or someone engaging in a round of Vatican roulette. But you must take the photo yourself. And in the background, we've got to be able to see something that proves that you took it and that it was thanks to, you know, the inspiration of the show. So that's actually 3 options. Maybe we should put it to the listeners.
All right.
Can we come up with an answer in the next 90 seconds and also finish the show?
No. I think your one is crap. I think we discount that one. There were some other really good entries. NZ Coz entry about was almost too straight laced. It was a really good idea. We'll just come up with a list of 10 apps for your platform.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually a good thing. We should do it anyway. But I vote for the furthest apart.
Oh, dear.
And do you know clearly, I vote for breaking
1 minute.
Stuff.
That's the 1 minute warning, guys. So what's it going to be? Someone else also suggested that the competition could be rate and comment on the show on iTunes. And that is actually another really, frankly, bloody good idea.
Are we going to do something we should be able to do?
Can we get this done? I don't think we can get this done right now, eh? I don't think we can get this done.
Sorry, I'm just sneezing and had my mic on mute.
Because we've got 32 seconds to finish the show and draw this prize.
Do we put it on a poll on the website?
Put it on a poll on the website. Okay, we'll pick the three or four best that we like, and go to discourse.co.nz and vote. Vote, 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 vote. If you haven't backed up your computer lately, you should back up your computer soon. Join us next week when all going well. We'll have Tuan's chief executive and cool guy Paul Brislin on to talk about who knows what.
Three.
Thank you.
Two.
Bye.
One.
You're listening to the weekly show with course.
We're using that one.
Tune in right now for the extra large extended edition, available on discourse.co.nz or in your iTunes if you're already subscribed to the weekly show.